Thank you. This morning we're presenting a skit of how the birth of Jesus may have been reported if there were news venues, newscasts back 2,000 years ago, similar to today. We have taken a few liberties, we've taken a lot of liberties with the story as it's recorded in Matthew and Luke. However, we hope you accept these as poetic license. The anachronisms are also going to be painfully evident.
Are you ready, Micah? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. This is Micah Phone coming to you live from our news desk in the Jerusalem studios. Welcome to our morning newscast coming to you from your station for news, Channel XIV, WMBC. This morning, we continue our coverage of the exciting events occurring near here recently. If you've been watching our program for the past month or so, you know we've been keeping up to date with the fascinating story of the so-called miracle baby that was born in Bethlehem. While babies are, of course, born all the time, the events surrounding this one are miraculous indeed. That is, if you believe what we've been hearing. Well, there was another interesting development yesterday here in Jerusalem. The baby and his parents came to the temple and caused quite a stir. But wait a minute. Before we get to that, seems to be some breaking news. Thank you for the scroll, sir. Oh, yes. A fitting symbol of what the news is worth. This just in from Hispania. Residents of a coastal village fear several of their local fishermen may have perished as the storm arose quickly and drove them west. They fear the fishermen and their boat may have been blown off the edge of the earth, since they have not seen them for many days. There always seems to be so many tragedies this time of year. Well, back to our story, the miracle baby of Bethlehem. Yesterday, 40 days since the birth, the baby and his parents appeared here in Jerusalem at the temple that Herod built for the Jews to preserve peace in the area. But before we go to the reporters in the local scene, we take you across the Mare Interim to Rome and our reporter there, Marcus Jaketas. Shalom, Marcus.
Shalom. Back at you, Micah.
Well, Marcus, I see you picked up some of the jargon from the big city. Marcus, we understand that the Bethlehem baby's parents were from Nazareth. Can you shed any light on why they might have been in Bethlehem?
I sure can, Micah. That's why you pay me the big shekels. The couple, a Joseph Bar Jacob and Mary Bathheli from Nazareth, was in Bethlehem because of an order from the emperor. We were not able to speak directly to him. However, we spoke to a high government official who agreed to speak to us if we concealed his identity. He said, and I quote, "First, let me make it abundantly clear that we were not discriminating against Joseph and Mary. And contrary to many rumors, this was not an attempt at population control. We are sorry she happened to be pregnant. As you know, the emperor, Caesar Augustus, is very fond of numerals, especially Roman numerals. Anyhow, he wanted to know how many people were living in the various parts of his empire. So since he's the boss, he ordered everyone to return to his family home to be registered. As it turns out, the baby's parents were both descendants of Israel's most famous King David. The man named Joseph was a descendant through David's son Solomon, while the woman Mary was a descendant through another son, Nathan. So they had to return to Bethlehem, even though they now reside in Nazareth, at the other end of the country," end quote. So you see, Micah, it's just bad timing that his wife Mary was expecting a child. That trip is about M furlongs, difficult even under the best of circumstances. But expecting a baby, it must have been especially hard.
Well, thank you, Marcus. That certainly clears up one mystery. As our reporter, you no doubt aware that the excitement here in Jerusalem is reaching fever pitch. But is there anything happening in Rome related to the baby's birth?
No, Micah, nothing at all. If this is the fulfillment of some ancient Jewish prophecy, the rest of the world is oblivious to it. If it is true that the Creator has come down to His creation, His people haven't even noticed. Some of the folks you've interviewed recently claim that He is the Son of God. Can you imagine the Son of God coming into the world as a baby born in Bethlehem? It seems obvious to this reporter that such a great personage would come in pomp and circumstance to somewhere like Rome or Athens, not Bethlehem. The rumors that the miracle baby is prophesied to be a king are not upsetting the emperor in the least. A king so poor his parents could not afford a decent sacrifice, as we've heard rumored, is of little concern to him. I, for one, think this whole thing will blow over.
Well, thanks again, Marcus. Folks, that's our Roman correspondent, Marcus Decatus, coming to you from Rome, where the arrival of this baby has sparked no interest. But if there is no interest in Rome, there certainly has been plenty around Jerusalem, and even more, L. Furlong, south of Bethlehem. Our reporter, Elizabeth Bath-Paul, has been on the story since the news first broke. What do you have to tell us today, Elizabeth?
Micah, as you know, I was able to interview several of the characters involved in this bizarre birth of the night, on the night of the birth. I want to go back to those interviews as they lead into the events of the last day. Here are the reports that I filed that night.
Good evening, folks. This is Elizabeth Bath-Paul in what, for me, is a first. I'm here with Joseph and Mary in the stable and a newborn baby. Let me see if I can get a word from the couple. Joseph, what has gone on here tonight?
Well, Elizabeth, it all started almost a year ago when the angel visited my fiancée, Mary. He told her that God had chosen her to be the mother of his son, who would be named Jesus.
Mary, how did this make you feel?
I was honored and frightened and confused. I'm holding a baby. You see, Joseph and I were engaged, but we were not yet married. How could I have a baby without a husband? Gabriel told me that God's Holy Spirit would come upon me and that the baby would be the Son of God. Although I did not understand how all this would come about, I told him I was honored and I was willing to do whatever God's will was. And of course, I was worried about how Joseph would feel.
Well, Joseph, how did this make you feel?
At first, I was mad, confused, disappointed. But God sent an angel to me also, and he explained what was going on. So I took her as my wife, but we remained separate until after the baby was born.
Wait, Joseph, let me interrupt. Why did you just divorce Mary?
Because I trusted in God and everything the angel said. Everything went as the angel told me, and we were planning to have the baby in Nazareth when the birth came from Caesar Augustus to be registered in our family's birthplaces. So Mary, I, and I made plans to go to Bethlehem because we were both in the family of King David. We knew it would be a hard trip and that the delivery was imminent, but what else could we do?
After I got the news, I went to see my cousin Elizabeth in the hill country of Judah. She told me the exciting news that she and her husband Zacharias, the priest, were going to have a baby. She's much older than I am, so this too was a miracle. She told me that her baby leapt in her womb when I came in and that I was truly honored to have been chosen by God to bear his son. I stayed with her for months. And returned home. That's when Joseph hid me from the public.
When we arrived in Bethlehem, there were so many people returning for registration that there were no rooms anywhere. An innkeeper let us bunk down here, and wouldn't you know, the baby came while we were in this stable. We had to use a manger for his crib.
Wow, what a story. As I look around here at scene tonight, I see that there are some shepherds here as well. One of them. Sir, what are you doing here?
Hey, you're the lady from WMBC, aren't you? Well, me and my buddies was out on the hillside watching the sheep during the night.
Hey, excuse me, what were the sheep doing? Just a little shepherd.
Yeah, very little. You see, we keep the sheep for the temple services. The night was black as a raven, and when all of a sudden there was this really bright light, we were scared stiff. And there was this angel fellow.
An angel? How do you know it was an angel?
Man, Excuse me, ma'am. It was scary. We wasn't sure what he was, but looking back on him and what happened next, what else could it have been but an angel? He said, don't be afraid. Easy for him to say. And he said he had good news that the Messiah, son of David, was born in Bethlehem, that we could find him in a manger. And then there was a whole bunch of angels praising God. Well, when they left, we says to ourselves, let's go and see what this is all about. So here we is.
Angels? You're talking to a group of shepherds on a hillside? Do you really expect me to believe that? What were you drinking to stay warm?
Nothing, man. Excuse me, ma'am. We was just minding our own business. And well, here we is. And here he is, just like the angel said. We're going to leave soon. We got to get back and tell the rest of the guys. We can't help but praise God.
Let me walk over here in this surreal scene to talk to the innkeeper. Madam, are you the innkeeper?
Yes.
Leo, I've been working that inn. It's full from top to bottom. Oh, mob is full. Oh, my goodness. I've been cooking and cooking.
What can you tell our viewers about the events of the night?
Oh, that little lady coming when she was so pregnant. We had nowhere to put her. And my husband and I said, honey, put them in a room. Kick somebody up. He said, no, put them in the bar. And that's where we put them. Oh, yeah. I feel awful. I really do feel awful, that poor little woman. And I think she went to the barn and I heard about angels, and I don't know.
I'm sure you'll never forget that night.
No, I won't. But I just feel awful. I just feel terrible.
Well, folks, that was my report from several days ago. This couple, Joseph and Mary, took their baby to the temple in Jerusalem, according to the Jewish laws. Now, for more on that story.
This is your WNBC religious correspondent, Rosemarie Bath Eton, and we're here live at the temple, where every day Jewish babies are brought as they're required by Jewish laws. After the birth of the first male child into a family, that family must offer a sacrifice. The type and amount of sacrifice required is covered in the Torah and depend on the family's wealth. Joseph and Mary presented I birds, the very least of the offerings, which indicates they are among the poorest families. When they came yesterday, I, remarkable persons at the temple, got involved. Standing beside me is Simeon. Simeon? Oh, he was right beside me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to repeat that. Can I assist you?
No. Okay. I'm fine.
And Simeon's reputed to be a just and devout man. Simeon, why did you get involved in yesterday's sacrifices made by Joseph and Mary for the baby Jesus?
Well, Rosemarie, you see, God's Spirit gave me a vision some time back that I would not die until I'd seen the Messiah. Look at me. I'm no spring chicken. Every year as I got older, I wondered if this would be the year. Yesterday, the Spirit led me to the temple, and in walked Joseph and Mary carrying that baby. I knew instantly that that baby was the Lord's anointed.
Well, what happened next?
I was overjoyed. I took up the baby in my arms, and I thanked God that the vision had come to pass. I said, Lord, now let your Spirit pass in peace, for I have seen your salvation, which you prepared before the face of your people Israel.
Anything else?
Oh, why, yes. Joseph and Mary looked at me in wonder. I can only imagine they were wondering how I knew this baby was so special. I blessed them and told his mother, listen to me. Your child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. For a sign which shall be spoken against the thoughts of many may be revealed. Then I warned her, yes, I warned her. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your soul also.
Well, I hope that's not how you treat all new mothers. Oh, now, listeners. Thank you. Now, listeners. Also with me this morning is another fixture around the temple. Let me introduce you to Anna. Anna, say hi to our listeners.
Hey, y'all.
Anna, I understand you've been around the temple for a long time.
Yes, Rosemary, I'm a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. My husband died when I was young, and I've been a widow for LXXXIV years, serving God in the temple with prayer and fasting. That's 84 years for those of y'all that Roman is your second language.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a very exciting life to me. Tell me what happened yesterday when Joseph and Mary and the baby came to the temple.
Oh, but it is thrilling to bear witness to the fulfillment of God's promises. I came upon the precious family just as Simeon was speaking to them. I could see the excitement and joy on his face. I, too, knew instantly that this was a special baby, and I gave thanks to the Lord. You know, Rosemary, nowadays, very few of our nation are truly looking for the promised Messiah. Oh, sure, they want to be delivered from Roman rule, but they no longer believe in the messages of the prophets. But there is a small remnant that still believe and still wait. I mention the Messiah to all of them as they come in or go out of the temple.
Well, thank you, Simeon and Anna, for those compelling accounts. That's today's stories from the temple. From WNBC News, reporting live from the temple, I'm Rosemary Beth Egon. Back to you, Micah, in our studios.
Thank you, Simeon, Anna, and Rosemary. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest with us in the studio today, Elizabeth, the wife of Zacharias the priest. You'll remember that in her flashback interview, Mary had said that she had visited her cousin Elizabeth shortly after the angel's visit. Well, this is that very Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Micah. I'm excited to be here, but I'm a little nervous.
The mother of the so-called miracle baby said she visited you about X months ago. What can you tell us about Mary's visit?
Well, Zacharias, my husband, a priest, and I, we are much older than Mary, and I was expecting our first child. That was a miracle, too, because I had been barren for many years, and I was past the usual childbearing age. But as soon as Mary greeted me, I felt my baby. He's now VI months old. Leap in my womb.
It wasn't just a heart kick.
No, this was no ordinary kick. It was as if my baby was trying to tell me something. And then the Holy Spirit...
Excuse me, the Holy Spirit? Is that the same Holy Spirit Simeon and Anna mentioned?
Yes, it was God's Holy Spirit filled me. And I told Mary she was blessed and her child was blessed. I told her I was honored that the mother-to-be of my Lord would visit me.
My Lord? I suppose you mean your God? How did you know her baby would be God?
Zacharias, my husband, had been told by an angel that our baby would go before him and prepare his way. Well, between John's kick...
Excuse me again, Elizabeth. Who is John?
Oh, the angel Gabriel, the one who talked to my husband, told him to name the baby John. So with John's kick and the Holy Spirit filling me, I knew her baby was God. I told her that she was special because she believed God's message through Gabriel.
I wonder if the shepherd's angels know your angel. What happened then?
Mary prayed this beautiful prayer about rejoicing in God, her Savior, who had chosen her to give birth to his son. Mary stayed with me until just before John's birth. And then she went back to Nazareth, where her fiancé, Joseph, took her in. He had been told by Gabriel to do that because the child Mary was carrying was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
That Gabriel and that Holy Spirit really do get around, don't they? Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for this very curious addition to our story. Fascinating stuff. But hold on to your seats. We are now going to travel far to the east to our correspondent in the east for a late-breaking story relating to our mystery baby. What do you have for us this morning, Danielle Bathmark?
Micah, you won't believe what I have to report. It concerns a caravan of magi that have left under the cloak of secrecy and headed to Jerusalem to find a king. But wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. As you may remember, a little more than D years ago, King Nebuchadnezzar conquered Israel and took many of our best young men back to Babylon to train them in the ways of the Chaldeans. The young men excelled far beyond the others and even beyond their captors. They were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or, as they became known here, Belteshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It is widely believed now that these men, and possibly others, led many of the Chaldeans to come to believe in the God of the Jews and taught them of his ways. This group of proselytes is known in your regions as the School of the Eastern Magi. In addition to studying the stars, they have studied the Hebrew writings. I have with me this morning one of their number who stayed home and prefers to remain anonymous for reasons you will soon understand. I'll simply call him E.M. Good morning, E.M. Tell us what has been going on here these past few weeks and months.
Danielle, thank you for letting me tell our story. Your namesake, the great prophet Daniel, left us many writings. Among them was a remarkable timetable that predicted the time that Messiah, the King of the Jews, would come. Since then, our school has been keeping track of Daniel's prophecies and waiting for that date to come. As the date was drawing closer, we were keeping a close eye on the events in the heavens. It was one of your poets, David, who predicted, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. They speak day after day and show knowledge night after night. Their voice is heard in all the earth." We concluded that the coming of the Messiah would be presaged by special signs in the heavens. And sure enough, recently we saw his star. It was what we call a wandering star in the constellation Leo. We knew from other Hebrew writings that the Messiah would be a lion out of the tribe of Judah, so the star had to be his.
But why all the secrecy?
Patience, Danielle, patience. I'm getting to that. We decided to send a delegation to welcome the new king. We made up gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But we knew that when the Roman authorities found out that a new king was born, they might intercept our delegation. Of course, when they got to Jerusalem, they will have to identify themselves. But hopefully, they can get in and out without peril.
So where is this delegation now?
They left a few days ago on their long journey. I'm not at liberty to discuss their route or timetable.
Thank you, EM, for that interesting interview. Micah, watch out for that caravan.
Thank you, Daniel and EM. The plot thickens. Ladies and gentlemen in our listening audience, you no doubt will agree with me that the events surrounding this Bethlehem baby are strange indeed. Recapping them briefly, let me summarize. About a year ago, Joseph and Mary were told she would have a baby without knowing a man, and that the baby would be the Son of God. After visiting her cousin Elizabeth, she remained in seclusion until the Roman registration caused her to go to Bethlehem with her husband Joseph, who was not the baby's father. While there, she gave birth to the baby in a stable and placed him in a manger for a bed. And he's supposed to be the Son of God. Meanwhile, some shepherds were told by an angel to go to Bethlehem and to see the babe in the manger. He was the son of David. Weeks after the baby's birth, he was taken to the temple, where two revered persons both acknowledged him to be the Jewish Messiah. And now we've been told that there's a caravan from the school of the Eastern Magi headed our way with gifts for the King of the Jews. Well, I don't know about you, but it's a little hard for me to take it in. The whole thing will probably come to nothing in just a few weeks or months. There's no way that in years from now anybody will still be talking about it. Well, that's it for this morning's broadcast. Tune in again tomorrow and we'll bring you the latest of the Bethlehem baby. Who knows what will happen when King Herod learns of this caravan from the east. This is Micah Phone reporting for WMBC News, your station for the latest news in and around Judea. Shalom.